Okay, the Mishnah tells us on Daf Kuf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. Kuf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. Nachri Shehilik Asaner Mishtamish El Oro Yisrael. If a Nachri lights a candle for his own purposes, the Yisrael is allowed to benefit from it. The Imbish for Yisrael Aser. However, if a Nachri lights a candle on behalf of Yisrael, even if he's not asked to do so, it's Aser for the Yisrael to be Nana from the candle. Similarly, Mile Maya Mahashkas Behemto, Mashka Achav Yisrael, if he draws water for his own animal and there's leftover water, the Yisrael can use the water. Bimishvil Yisrael, Aser. Okay, and then a third example. Fine. So, what are the parameters of this Iser? The Mishnah doesn't distinguish between the Yisrael for whom the Malacha was performed. And the other Yisrael, so it sounds like Mistimas Lashon HaMishnah, that the Isser to be Nana from Malachas Nachri applies equally to the person for whom the Malach was performed, as well as to anyone else. Right? That's what the Mishnah sounds like without any indication of a distinction. However, the Gemara in Be'a Andav Kafdal and Mebeis to Kafei Amar Aleph has the following. The Gemara there is discussing Nachri that brings something for Yisrael from outside of the Tchum. The Gemara there distinguishes between the person for whom it was brought and someone else. So it's mutter for someone else to use, it's only usher for the person for whom it was brought. Okay, so again, our Mishnah, Simas Lashon, the Mishnah Kuf Kaf Beis and Shabbos doesn't distinguish between a malacha between the person for whom the malacha is performed and anyone else. The Yisrael now applies across the board. The Gemara, based in the context of something that comes from outside the Tchum, does distinguish between the person for whom it was brought and someone else. So the Rishonim there address this, call it a stira, inconsistency. Rashi there writes in Beitza, Kafeim and Aleph on the top, Dibra Masel Chutzah Tchum, that Tchumen is unique because Tchumen is the Rabbanan. Since Tchumen is only Yisrael the Rabbanan, so we weren't so machmir as to Aser Bahana even for someone else. And according to Rashi, there's a distinction between a Malacha Deraisa Malacha de Rabbanan. If an Achi performs a Malacha de Rabbanan on behalf of Yisrael, so then it's only Aser for the Yisrael for whom it was performed to be Nana, but another third party is allowed to be Nana without restriction. If the Nachri performs a Malacha d'Araisa, so there, we're mafmir to Aser Hana for this Malacha, even for someone else other than the person for whom the Malacha was performed. Okay, it's a simple distinction between a Malacha d'Araisa and Malacha d'Rabbanan. And Malacha d'Araisa, the results will be Aser for anyone. Malacha d'Rabbanan, only the person for whom the Malacha was performed. That's what Rashi writes there, and writes, that's what Tosfos writes as well. Tosfos there, Kafeim and Aleph, Dibur Maskal Hacha, and Tosfos here, in Shabbos Kuf Kaf Beisam and Aleph, Dibur Maskal Ve'im Bishvil. Okay. In Rabbi Karp Sefer, Hilchos Shabbos V'Shabbos, Perek Lamed Hei, Footnote 4. He thinks that the Rama's Mashma this way as well, the distinction between a Malacha D'Raisa and a Malacha D'Rabbanan. I borrowed your Gemara, Shabbos. I'm sorry?
This is $2 per page.
So take a look at the Rambam. Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Rama Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Rama writes, Goy she'asa malacha me'atmo b'Shabbos. If an Achri performs a malacha on his own, meaning unsolicited, that Yisrael didn't ask him to do it, im b'shvi Yisrael asa lihanas v'osa malacha mo'se Shabbos. V'yantim b'chdei shetasa, which we'll discuss. So if an Achri performs a malacha on Shabbos for Yisrael, even if it's unsolicited, Aser to be Nana from that Malacha. Okay. Lashon HaRambam in Halacha Tes, which we've quoted many times before, Davar she'eino melacha ve'ein aser la'asoso b'Shabbos el misham shvus mutar liYisrael lomer l'goy la'asoso b'Shabbos. Right? Shvus l'shvus l'malka mitzvah. The Rambam there characterizes a melacha d'Rabbanan as davar she'eino melacha. So Rabbi Karp thinks the contrast between halacha beis, or the Rambam says goy she'asa melacha, and halacha tes, the Rambam says Davar she'eino melacha, implies that stam melacha b'lashon Rambam is talking about a melacha d'oraisa. So the restriction upon binena from melachas nochri in the Rambam, the broad distinction for everyone binena from melachas nochri may only apply to melacha d'oraisa, not a melacha d'rabbanan. So he thinks that the Rambam is mashma like Rashi and Tosfos. Whether or not that's Meduk and the Rambam, it's definitely Rashi and Tosfos. The Ran, in a Shabbos Memvav Amud Aleph, if somebody could have your mind back in front. So the Ran, and Daf Memvav Amud Aleph, and Daf Yerif and Shabbos, quotes another opinion. This is the opinion of the Baal Amor. The Ran, Memvav Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil, V'ika. That does not distinguish as broadly between a malacha d'oraisa and a malacha d'rabbanan. Even a malacha d'rabbanan, it would be usur for acherin to be nana from the malachas nachri. So why is it that the Gemara in Beis HaKafei distinguishes between the person for whom the object is brought because it's come in someone else? So the Baal Mor, the Ran, in that opinion, suggests that it's not a distinction between d'oraisa and d'rabbanan per se, but tchumen itself is unique because tchumen is much more subjective. Every person has a different tchum than the next. Every person's tchum is totally subjective based on where his Malkum Shvisa is when Shabbos begins. So the effect of having something brought Michutz Tchum is less significant than having any other malacha done for you, even a malacha d'Rabbanan, because what's outside of your tchum may not be outside of the next guy's tchum. So as far as Isser Tchumen, which is totally subjective, so there, Chazal were not gozer to aser the effect, the hana, beyond the person for whom the object is bought, but that's limited for tchumen, doesn't apply across the board, either for even for other melachos d'rabbanan. Okay, so Rashi and Tosfos distinguish between, maybe the Rambam distinguishes between d'oraisa and d'rabbanan. That day in the Ran, the Baal Amor distinguished between tchumen as being unique because of its total subjective nature, and other malachos, even malachos, d'rabbanan.
Was this part of the Taz's Kaddish one to, by Chol HaShem, by Chol HaShem, by Sukkana, to disallow medicine? Because Chol HaShem, by Sukkana, Yisrael can only do a d'rabbanan with a shinui, and therefore included in that was the prohibition of taking medicine. And the Mishnah Berurah made a chilek between malacha and srach malacha.
Right.
Was that part of his argument that?
Well, this is unique to tchumen. That tchumen itself is sui generis. It's unique. It doesn't fit in any other category of malacha. At least the Indian zeh.
No.
Okay. So what are we passing? Shulchan Aruch Simon Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph. Mechaber writes Reish Ayin Vav Aleph. Eino Yehudi Shehila Gesaner. Bishvil Yisrael, Asur l'kol, Afilu l'mi shelo hudlak bishvilo. So if you have a nachri that lights a candle for Yisrael, it's asur enough for everyone, even for someone other than the intended recipient of the malacha, the intended beneficiary of the malacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Gimel, V'lo dami l'mi shehuva bishvilo michutz l'tchum b'Shabbos, the mutal acher, hila kaman b'simin shin kafei ches, the tchumen derabbanan, v'chein kol iser derabbanan sh'asa ena yehudi b'shvil yisrael mutal acher shalonasa b'shvilo. So the Mishnah Berurah clearly paskins like Rashi and Tosfos that is a fundamental distinction between malachas derais and malachas derabbanan. When it comes to any malacha derabbanan, it would be mutar la'acherim to be nana. So, right, so that's the case. then this is a significant potential kula for many of our lights bisman hazeh, that if you assume like the general consensus of poskim, not like Rav Asher Weiss, that LED lights are only derabanan, if you assume that maybe fluorescent lights are derabanan, although there may be more to argue that it's deraisa, but a lot of the newfangled bulbs, which is all we have after Obama banned incandescent bulbs, so a lot of those bulbs may only be a malacha derabanan. So in a situation where a Nachri turns on a light, where the light fixture is only a malacha derabanan on behalf of Yisrael, it may well be mutter for another Yisrael to benefit from that light. As opposed to in the olden days when we had incandescent bulbs, and the olden days when we had candles, where that would clearly be a malacha deraisa and be usher even for acherim. The Mishnah Berurah notwithstanding, Magen Avraham may not be of the same opinion. Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Ayin Vav Sifkat and Beis quotes both reasons in Rishonim. Reish Ayin Vav Sifkat and Beis on this halach we just read in Shulchan Aruch. Sifkat and Aleph. V'ladami l'mashehuva b'shvilo michus etchum d'mutter l'acher d'tchum d'rabbana v'od d'mashehuchus etchum shal zeh habitach tchum shal zeh So he quotes both reasons, both the reason of Rashi Tosfos and the reason of the Ran and the Baal HaMor. So Rabbi Carr points out, it sounds like from the Magen Avraham accepts both reasons. L'chumra. So maybe even an Isser D'Rabbanan, aside from Tchumen, would be Asser L'Acherim. Rabbi Carr points out that the Ran Baal HaMor not a das yachnim mishonim. The Be'iri quotes this day, he says. The Rashba, the Ramban have this, the Ra'ah. So the Mishnah Berurah notwithstanding, there are a significant number of mishonim who take the other less bold position, or the more minimal distinction. And Rabbi Carr thinks that even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even quote the other opinion, but Yesh Malkom Lebal Nefesh Lahachmir or Machmir Tavol Lebrachas is Lashon that there he thinks there's what to be Machmir about here even for other Yisurim Derabanan. That notwithstanding, Mishnah Berurah is clearly Mekel, and it sounds like that is the more generally accepted Psak LaHalacha to be Mekel for another person to benefit from a Lumacha Derabanan performed by a Nachri. Okay. Now, there's a second important detail that the Gemara there has in Beitza. That Gemara that talks about a Nachri that brings something on behalf of Yisrael and Shabbos from outside of the Tchum. The Gemara there says, the Gemara there actually is in the context of Yontif. The Gemara there says that for the Yisrael, for whom it was bought, it's Aser. However, it'll be Mutter once Yontif is done, Bechdei Sheyasa. You're not allowed to benefit from it the moment Yontif is over. You have to wait the Chedei Shiyasa, the amount of time it would take for that malacha to be performed on Motzai Yontif or Motzai Shabbos. That's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Zayin, Se'if Kaf, among other places. Yisrael she'amar le'ena Yehudi la'asas lo malacha b'Shabbos. Mutter lo lihanas ba'la erev b'Chedei Shiyasa. So even where the Yisrael tells the Nachri be'iser to perform the malacha from on Shabbos, while Shabbos is over, he's allowed to benefit b'chdei sheyasa. So what is the need, what's the reason for this requirement of b'chdei sheyasa? Why does Gemara say that you're not allowed to benefit from the malachas nachri as soon as Shabbos is over? You have to wait b'chdei sheyasa. So Rashi there writes, kafdal adam abeiz diber maskel ula erev, beitza kafdal adam abeiz diber maskel ula erev, Rashi writes, that a person, we don't want to create a situation where someone is benefiting from malacha performed on Yontif. So this is a gzeira d'rabbanan. We restrict your ability to benefit from it even after Yontif is performed, so as not to benefit directly from malachas Yontif. The Tosfos is bothered if that's the case. If the reason for the issur b'chdei sheyasa is not to benefit from malachas Yontif, then or for that matter, Balecha Shabbos, then why do we have the same restriction, the same requirement, the Bechdei She'aseh, for Yisrael, who does a Malach on Shabbos B'Shogeg? Or Yisrael does a Malach on Shabbos B'Shogeg, we weigh Machlokas Tanayim, who is Aser to benefit from that when? So Yisrael does a Malach on Shabbos B'Shogeg, it'll be Mutter L'Acherim, at least L'Acherim, it'll be Mutter Mutter Shabbos Miyad. Right, maybe he'd be Yochanan Sandler. But anyway, you slice it, it'll be Mutter L'Acherim L'Halacha Mutter Shabbos Miyad. So why there? Don't we have the same requirement with the She'aseh? If the concern is not to be Nenef from Malachas Shabbos and Malachas Yantiv, why is that only expressed if the Malachas performed by Nachri, it should exist, it should be a concern, or the Malachas performed by Yisrael as well? That's Tosis's Kasha on Rashi. If the reason is the Shalayan and Malachas Yantiv or Shabbos, that should apply to Maisa Shabbos of Yisrael as well. The Rush there, Perek Gimel Simon Beis, answers for Rashi. The Rush says, no, that you can still distinguish between Malachas Nachri and Maisa Shabbos of Yisrael, because Maisa Shabbos of Yisrael is the Milsa L'Shticha. It's not the norm for Yisrael to do Malach on Shabbos. And Milsa L'Shticha L'Gazer Rabbanan. So the general parameters of where Xeris are promulgated, it wasn't stated in the context of Milsa L'Shticha. It was only introduced when it comes to Malachas Nachri, which is Shtiach, not in the context of Malachas Yisrael, which is a Milsa de lo Shtiach. Okay, so that's how the Rush answers for Rashi. You can distinguish between Malachas Nachri and Malachas Yisrael, even if the reason is Kidei Shelo Yenev Mi Malachas Yantif. However, Tosus, because of this Kasha, disagrees with Rashi, and Tosus writes that the reason for the requirement of Bechdei She'aseh is Shema Yomar Lenachri Lechu Lekeit. We're worried that if we allow you to benefit from Malachas Nachri immediately when Shabbos is over, Yantav is over, so then you may come and instruct the Nachri to do Malacha for you on Shabbos or Yantav. And even though you know you won't be able to benefit from it on Yantav itself, you'll be a step ahead of the game as soon as Yantav is over. If you didn't have this ability to have the Nachri do the Malacha for you on Shabbos and benefit from it the minute Shabbos is over, so then you'd have to wait for the Malacha to be performed on Motzei Shabbos. Here, you're going to gain some time. So in order to discourage a person from potentially instructing a Nachri to do Malacha for him on Shabbos or Yantiv in order to benefit from it the moment Shabbos or Yantiv is over, we instituted this requirement of Bechdei She'aseh. You have to wait anyway the amount of time it would have taken to do the malacha when Shabbos is over, and therefore we've disincentivized any potential thought of having an Nachri do malacha for you on Shabbos. For that reason, Tosfos, arguing on Rashi, Aser requires Bechdei She'aseh even until Motzei Yantiv Sheni. You have a 2-day Yantiv. So Nachri does Malacha for you on the first day of Yantiv. Can you benefit from that on the second day of Yantiv? According to Rashi, yes. According to Rashi, the only concern is that you shouldn't be Nana from Malachas Yantiv. And once Yantiv is over, so then Beis HaShanolda Vizeh, Muteris Vizeh, and anyway you slice it, if the first day was Yantiv, now it's Motzei Yantiv. If the first day is not, now is. But anyway, you're not Nenef from Malachas Yantiv. According to Tosfos, the concern is we don't want to create a situation where you're going to have enough we do Malacha for you in order to be able to benefit from it the moment Yantiv is over. So then, Tosfos says, because of that concern, we should Aser be Nenef from the Malacha until Motzei Yantiv Sheni. That's actually Machlokas Mechaber Ramah in Simon Tavkov Tesvav, in Hilchas Yantiv. Tavkov Tesvav Sif Aleph. Eino Yehudi Shehevi Daron Yisrael B'Yantiv. So a Nachri brings a present to Yisrael Yantiv. Em Yesh Mimino B'Mechubar, Oshem Mechusir Tzeda, Aser Aflam Yishalohu V'Bishvilo, Lachlobo B'Yom. So that's a Muxa issue. The But if the Nachi brings up a Yantav Rishon, it'll be mutter on Yantav Sheni. And the Ramah says, V'yesh machmirim la'asro ad motzei Yantav Sheni. Explains in Mishavur Sekatan Tess, Disfir lehu. The Iker Isser Hu, the Sharis Le Shama Yamala Nachri Lasos, if you're going to allow him to benefit immediately after Yantiv, maybe he'll tell the Nachri to do the Malach on Yantiv. V'lachain Ach B'Yantiv Sheni, Aser Adla Erev, V'Sharu Yil Asiya. That's why you have to wait even on Motzi Yantiv Sheni. Dilav Hachi, Akasi Yish Ligzor, Shiyomar La'akum Lasos B'Yom Rishon, Kedei La'achan Yantiv Sheni, because otherwise you have to be concerned. Maybe he'll tell the Nachri to do the Malach on Yantiv Rishon so that you'll be able to use it immediately on Yantav Sheni. Achein, yesh omrim de yesh kula gam kem l'deyazu. So, what we just explained is how Tosa ends up being a chumr. But it could be Tosa will end up being a kula as well. What's that? So that's what the Rush points out. The Rush in Paragimel Beitza Simon Bays points out two additional nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. The number one, is the requirement of Bechdei Sheyasu applicable to other people as well? It definitely applies to the person for whom the malacha was done. What about for other people? There's even in a situation where a cheirim or usher to benefit from the malacha performed by Nachri, either malacha deraisa, or according to the Rambam, or even a malacha de Rabbanim. So Achayim are not allowed to benefit from a malacha performed by Nachri on behalf of Yisrael. What about Bechdei Sheyasu? Are Achayim also restricted to Bechdei Sheyasu? So the Rush writes as follows. If the reason for Bechdei Sheyasu is like Rashi, that we're concerned that you shouldn't be Nana from Malachas Yantiv, so that applies to Achayim also. No one should be Nana from Malachas Yantiv. That's not unique to the person for whom the malacha was performed. Shalayana malachas yantiv should be relevant to any Jew. Right? So there, according to Rashi, it ends up a chumra that it'll be usher even lachayim b'chdei sheyasu. But if the concern is we don't want you to tell the nafkah to do malacha for you on Shabbos, so then it's arguable that that concern is only relevant to the person for whom the malacha was performed. It's not relevant to a unrelated third party. So the Rush thinks, according to Rashi, that the reason is it'll be us if they ask even lachayir. But according to Tosfos, that the reason is that you shouldn't tell the Nachri to do malacha for you, it's only going to be us if they ask for the person for whom the malacha is performed, but it'll be mutter lachayirim miyat. Okay, so that's the Rush's first nafkamina. Then the Rush has the second nafkamina. How long is this b'chdei sheyasu? So does b'chdei sheyasu mean the amount of time it takes to perform the actual malacha, or the amount of time it takes to bring the result of the malacha to you? Meaning, let's say you need to cut down fruit from a tree, and the tree is a 15-minute walk outside of the tchum, or 15-minute walk outside of the tchum. So do you have to wait until the amount of time it would take to get to that tree and cut down the fruit and then bring the fruit back? Or do you just need to wait the amount of time it would take to cut down a fruit, which is much shorter? So the Rav says, if the concern is Shelo Yana Mimalachas Nachri, Mimalachas Shabbos, Mimalachas Yantif, so then all we need to wait is the amount of time it takes to perform the malacha. If the malacha itself takes 2 minutes, you only have to wait 2 minutes. It doesn't make a difference that, practically speaking, to access the malacha would take more time, but the amount of time it takes to do that shemalacha. But if the concern is like Tosfos, that we're worried you may come to benefit by telling the Nachri to do malacha for you on Shabbos, that you can benefit from it as soon as Shabbos is over, so we don't create any situation in which you're going to come out with a time advantage. So then the fish, she asks, would have to be the amount of time it takes to actually access the material to do the malacha, and then do the malacha and then bring it back to you. So So in that case, if it's an additional 15-minute walk to get to the tree, if the Ishiyasa would take those 15 minutes. So the first nafkamina that the Rosh has, whether you have to wait lachayim if the Ishiyasa, then it comes out that Rashi Tzachumra and Tosos is a kula. That if the reason is shelo yanam lachas yantiv as Rashi, then it'll apply even lachayim. If the reason is that you shouldn't tell the nafkamina to do lachah for you, like Tosos, it won't apply lachayim. And the second nafkamina of the Rosh, it's the opposite. How long is the Ishiyasa? According to Rashi, Kedei Shiasa is going to be a short amount of time, the amount of time it takes to do the actual malacha. And according to Tosaf, Kedei Shiasa is going to be longer, the amount of time it takes to actually access the material necessary for the malacha.
Even if the access doesn't involve, the extra time that it takes to access is not an issur?
Correct.
Sounds like extraneous to the Gezeira.
It's not the same issur. Meaning, you have to leave the kut. The amount of time it takes to travel outside the kut, let's say. So that's not the same issur, but it's necessary in order to access that malacha. We're not looking at the malacha in a vacuum. We're looking at the context. Okay, how do we pass in here?
But even if there was no tchum, Tosfos would still say an attack on the time of necessary for access. No.
If there was no tchum,
the travel time would still.
Right, the travel. The travel time would still be taken into account. I guess that is correct.
So then, even if that traveling does not constitute an issue. It doesn't require it itself is not a decision to travel.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Rosh extensively in his Hakdama to Taf Kuf Tesvav. Okay, so how do we assume lahalacha? So we quoted beforehand Shin Zayin Kaf, Bechdei Shiyasa, in the context of malach in general. And then you have the Shin Kaf Hei Vav as well, Shin Kaf Hei Sivav, in Likei Vitzavish for Yisrael, Ovish for Yisrael, Eini Yehudi, Tzarech Lahantim La'er Bechdei Shiyasu. And then you have the Bechdei Shiyasu that we just quoted in Hilchos Yantiv in Taf Kuf Tes Vav. But what about this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos with the Nafkamina we mentioned? So the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Zayin, Sifkat and Ayin Beis, writes Bechdei Shiyasu, V'lo Kodem, Kedei Shelo Yavo Lomer Le'ina Yehudi Lasas Malacha B'Shabbos. Because those is his reason. In Shin Kaf Hei, Kaf Ches, Shin Kaf Hei Kaf Ches, Tzarech Lahamtin, Haynu Afilu Yisrael Acher, Shelo Nilka Bishvilo, Kevin De Asa Malacha Da Raisa, Bishvil Yisrael, Asa Lekoli Hanas Amat Tishab, Bishvil Yisrael. So there, he's machmir like Rashi's reason. That shalol yahadim ulachas Shabbos yantiv. That applies even lachayr. The v'lad dachu b'tzadu with the mechom ulachas v'chanal. V'atam da'asu l'kol avchishayasu shalol yahadim ulachas anasim v'shuri yisal v'shabbos. V'gam the gazu the kishiyam mutter miyam v'tzay Shabbos yamalini v'shabbos lahachin. Here quotes both. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir like both reasons. So then it would come out that number one, you have to be machmir, b'chdei shiyasu is relevant even for a chayrim. And number two, the b'chdei shiyasu is a longer period of b'chdei shiyasu, the man would have taught, a time would have taken to access the malacha as well. Shlomo Zalman has the following tshuva. Actually, there's a chazara between an earlier tshuva and a later tshuva. The first tshuva is printed in Mincha Shlomo Kama, Simen Hei, Anaf Beis. Mincha Shlomo Kama, Simen Hei, Anaf Beis. So he quotes there Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yantiv. Magen Avraham is Tav Kuf Yud Ches Sivkatin Yudalid. Tav Kuf Yud Ches Sivkatin Yudalid. Magen Avraham is talking about a food that is inaccessible, tamun and babor, so you have some kind of babor that has food inside, and it's only accessible through performing a malacha to open up the bor. So you have food and babor, and Nachri comes and opens up the bor on Shabbos, he breaks it down, whatever the malacha is. So is that food permissible for Yisrael to eat on Shabbos, where he breaks down the boar on behalf of the Israel? So the hana that is being had is not necessarily a hana directly from the Malachas Nachri, but if not for the Malachas Nachri, you wouldn't have been able to access the food. So there the Magen Avraham writes that if the Nachri opens the boar l'tzarich Yisrael, it's usher for the Israel to eat the food.
What's the
spot of the home? Where is it? Tavkuf Yuches in Hilchos Yantiv, Sivkatan Yudal. Tavkuf Yuches, Sivkatan Yudal. The Rishon Zalman explained that the Magen Avraham is saying that since it would have been impossible to access the food without the Nachri's performing a malacha, that's considered that eating the food is hana mimaleches nachri. And even though that's going to be usher even l'acher. Because why is that different than tchumen? Tchumen is mutter l'acher. Tchumen, if the Nachri brings something from Eser to Tchum on behalf of Yisrael, it's only usher for that Yisrael, it's not usher for anyone else. So Shlomo Zalman suggests that the difference is, when it comes to Tchumen, the object is not fundamentally inaccessible. It's accessible to some. It's not totally inaccessible. Here, the food labor is totally inaccessible. And therefore, if you benefit from the food that the Nachri provided by opening the boar, that's hana mimaleches Nachri. And Shlomo Zalman says, therefore, if a person, the key to a person's house is in a Rishus HaRabim, and the Nachri picks up the key from the Rishus HaRabim, the Isser, and the only way that you get into the house is with this key, So then it would be usher to enter the house on Shabbos because that's considered hana'ah mimeleches nachri. So that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes initially in Kama Simen Hay Anaf Beis. That just like if you have food in a boar that the nachri accesses through performing a malacha, that'll be usher lihanas mimenu. So too, if you have a key in Rosh Hashanah Zalman, the only way to get into the house is with a key. A nachri carries the key to Isser, it'll be usher to minana from that malacha. Then Rosh Hashanah Zalman was closer in Tinyana Simen Kuf Beis. He says, "Lo matzasi b'shemakom tekantzu chachamim shelo lihanos mimaisa Shabbos rach miguf hadavar shenasavo iser." We don't find precedent that you're not allowed to be nana from melechas nachri that's not miguf hadavar. Only or near shehulach b'shabbos the chashanami kinana miguf haner. The kelim she'isr lihanos b'maisa Shabbos rach midrabanan mistavri the usher rach l'shtamish for lihanos me'mafteach l'shtach v'adelas. So you can't be nana from the key itself. But once the key is used over the house by the nachri, so then benefiting from the use of the house is secondary. That's not considered direct hana'ah from the milacha of the nachri. What about the Magen Avraham? So how is that different than the case of the Magen Avraham of opening the boar to access the fruit? Isn't that also indirect hanah from the Maisa Nachri? It's he opened the boar. Now you're eating the fruit that you couldn't access from the boar without breaking down the boar. How is that different? I'm not sure. Some of them in the second shuvah doesn't seem to address that Magen Avraham. I'm not sure how he understands the Magen Avraham after the Chazara. Moshe is machmir on the key issue, chelik bei siman ayin zayin, chelik bei siman ayin zayin, that if you have a nachri open a door for you on Shabbos, where you didn't otherwise have access to the key, derech rishis harabim, or a shul for that matter, he thinks you're not allowed to benefit from use of that room or that house that was opened through a malacha d'oraisa. So Rabbi Karp thinks that Rav Moshe isn't necessarily cholik fundamentally of Shlomo Zalman. It may just be that he has a different conception of how to view opening a door. If you open the door with a key, so then the ability to enter the house is directly a direct result of opening the door. Not a secondary hana, but the hana of using the key is walking into the house. So if you have a case where the hana is something totally secondary or unrelated to the malacha, that could still be mutter. But here, opening the door with the key and entering the house is really all the same.
So if it's going, would open the door, walk in, lock the door, open a window, crawl out the window. You couldn't crawl through the wind and enter the house through the window. The door is the key.
Yeah, I hear right.
The key.
So maybe right. So according to Rabbi Karp's analysis, maybe that should be mutter. Because now you're a step removed.
Manually?
I'm sorry.
Can they go and unlock the door? They wouldn't even need to go to the window. They got
Hana from Hana. Again, the Nafi opens the door with the key, then he locks the door.
And unlocks it.
Not sure.
And according to Moshe?
That's the thing. According to Moshe, it could be that's the step removed. Not sure. The Mishnah Berurah has the following line in Shin Zayin Sif Beis. That's in the context of where Remez is mutter, which we'll get to probably next time. Shin Zayin Sif Beis, Mishnah Berurah Sifat and Yud Aleph. So Mishnah Berurah references Davar she'ein guf ha'yisol nana mimenu, kigon shefar yesh ner ve'esh, ve'ein ha'yehudi mosif. So, it's potentially mutter to be nana from hosafas esh. If a nachri does malach on behalf of Yisrael, even if it's unsolicited, you're not allowed to benefit from the malach. But let's say the effect of the malacha is more limited. You already have light, and he adds additional light. So there, it might be permissible for the soul to be nana from the additional light, because that light was not fundamentally necessary, since there already was light in the room. Again, Mishnah Berurah Shin Zayin and Yud Aleph, and also Shin Zayin Sekadan Ayin Vav. That's why in that kind of a situation, Magen Avraham writes, Shin Lamedal is a katan kafav. There's no shki of macha in general. If a nachi is about to do malacha for the Yisrael, the Yisrael should do malacha. Don't do it. But if it's a situation where there's already light in the room, and he's just turning on additional light, lighting an additional candle, so then there wouldn't be a chi of macha. What about the following situation? Shmir Shabbos discusses Simon Lamed Os Memches. The Jew is sitting at his table, learning, and the Nachi comes in, and he doesn't notice that there's someone at the table, so he turns off the light. And then he says, oops, and he turns it back on. So is that Nen Nabi Balachas Nachri? For a moment, there was no light, and now he turns it on over Yisrael. But it's all his fault that there's no light to begin with, because you had a light on, you're minding your own business, he comes in and inadvertently turns the light off, and then he realizes his mistake, and turns it back on. There's a Ber Halacha, Simon, beginning of Simon Reish Ayin Vav, Dibur Maskel Litzor Chav. He quotes in the Eliyahu Rabbah's father, because of Eliyahu Rabbah, Reish Ayuvav Gimrath Litzarchav. Ein Yehudi Sherata Litake Ner She Yisrael. So he wants to improve the candle. The Hainu Limcho Tapsila. What's Limchot with the test? Doing something to the wick. You're extending the wick, you're throwing the wick, I'm not sure. I know what Limchot means.
Chotem?
Limchot. Mem Chases. So I want to look at morphics. So he's doing something to improve the candle. The nifka biado, and while he's trying to improve it, it goes out. The chazer v'liko, and now he lights it again. Nearly the mutter.
Clean.
Clean.
Like wiping your nose. It's come from wipe your nose too.
He wants to clean the wick.
Yeah,
he wants to clean the wick. And while he's cleaning the wick, it goes out, and then he lights it again. So, of course, the Eliyahu Rabba, the mutter, dizavi kamo litzarcho. That's the Tzarech L'Nachri, because it was all the Nachri's fault. Yisrael didn't ask him to do anything. He wants to clean the wick, and while he's cleaning the wick, the candle goes out, and he lights it. So that's not the Tzarech Yisrael. That's the Tzarech L'Nachri, because it was the Nachri's fault that he got himself in that situation to begin with. So Shmuel Shabbos says, same thing over here. The Nachri turns off the light, not knowing that there's Yisrael there, and he turns it right back on. So that could be considered with Tzarech O, that he's rectifying the mistake that he made, but that's not the same as doing a malacha litzarech Yisrael. Rav Ozner has a similar kind of shayla, chelag yud simen nun beis. So a person has non-Jewish help at home. And he went out Friday night, and he set the Shabbos clock that everything should go on at 11 o'clock at night when he comes home. Meanwhile, the Nachri arrives in the house before the Yisrael does, and he sees the lights off. So now he turns on the lights. So his intention was to help the Yisrael by turning on the lights. But Lamaisa, the Nachri turned on the lights, not the Shabbos clock. Even though, had the Nachri not done anything, the lights would have gone on anyway. So is a mutter to be nana from the lights that the Nachri turned on where there wasn't any real need for the Nachri to turn on to begin with? So he discusses the same Eliyahu Rabba. He ends up saying that there's what to be makel about, man de makel is a emas nichen or so, but it's not a ringing endorsement of being makel.
What was the term?
Emas nichen or so. You don't push them off. It's a Sefer Amir Lenachri written by Rabbi Shlomo Dov Segel from Bnei Brak, who suggests that if you have a Nachri that changes the thermostat, you have an air conditioner on low and he turns it on high, You think that would be analogous to an Ochri adding light to a room that's already lit. So if you're makel to, you don't have to leave the room, if he put on more light, if there's ready light, as long as the original lights are still there. So if the air conditioner is on and he just changes the setting, he thinks that would be equivalent and you wouldn't have to leave the room for that either.
There the FM, there the Maya, same thing. Cold for...
Right, so you could argue that...
Right,
you could argue that you could distinguish, but he says he thinks that should be the same. But that first in is Reish Ayin Vav Dalet. Im Yesh Ner B'Beis Yisrael, U'Bayin Yehudi V'Hilat Ner Acher, Mutu L'Shamish La'Ora B'O Ner Rishon Dole. So if there's already light and he turns on more light, you're allowed to benefit as long as the first light is still there. Aval Acher She'yef Ba'Rishon Asu L'Shamish Or Sheni. But once the first light is gone, you can't use the second light. Zilberstein has the following Shaila in Malacha Mimnayich, page Ayin Gimel Ayin Dalet. So let's say you have a non-Jewish photographer that takes a picture of a Jew on Shabbos. The Jew has an audience with the president, and he goes to visit him on Shabbos, and the Nachri takes a picture, and then he sends a picture to the Yisrael after Shabbos. So is the Yisrael allowed to benefit from the picture even after B'Chodesh Yasu? Because this isn't a malacha that could as well just have been performed on Motzei Shabbos after B'chodesh Shiasu. Here, this is a one-time event that it only happened on Shabbos. So is that the same thing as, what's the B'chodesh Shiasu there? It's not that you could have just as well done the malacha on Motzei Shabbos. Is there still a heter? It discusses what's not from a picture anyway. What does that mean? Or can a Jewish newspaper print a picture that was taken by a non-Jew of a Jew on Shabbos? He discusses some of these issues. Then he has on page Nun Zion, let's say a person by mistake relied on the Baal Iter. A situation where we wouldn't be making like the Baal Iter. So he had a Nachri perform a Malacha Daraisa on his behalf, let's say for Suda Shabbos. So we're machmir on that. But there is such a sheet that allows you to be makel. So you told the Nachri to turn on the lights for Suda Shabbos. So the question of Yashiv, that if the Yisrael who told the Nachri to turn the lights was unaware that we don't pass on the Baal Iter, he thought that was an acceptable thing to do, so then it'd be mutter to be nana, bottom line, because that's not a mirror from his perspective. That was totally b'isser if there's a shita that would support it. Here's the following question, page 9 days. Let's say, this is like the Rabbi Chalap story from last time. You need someone to turn on the lights or turn on the air conditioner or whatever situation where Amir Lenachri would be mutter. So you call in, you wait in the street and you call in, you flag down Lenachri to come in and do the block for you. And afterwards, he finds out that he wasn't an Ochri, he was a Yisrael. Is that better or worse? So, a situation where Amir L'Ochri would have been mutter, so now it's actually Maisa Shabbos of Yisrael. So he thinks that if, from the Yisrael's perspective, it was Shogay, meaning the Yisrael didn't know that it's also to do this Malacha, or he didn't know it was Shabbos, so then you could be makel, like the Gaon's makel, to be Maisa Shabbos Acherim, if the Malach was done on Yidei Yisrael B'Shogeg. So there, the fact that it was Yidei Yisrael, you still have what to be makel about if the Malach was done B'Shogeg. Okay, next time we'll talk about Remiza, which relates to the question of Hanav, because the Gedarim of where Remiza is permissible are connected to Hanami Malachas Nachri, when Hanab would be permissible. Okay, so Monday at 3.
You're saying
entering
the house is Hanab?
That's what Ramosha assumes.